Richard Di Natale is the leader of the Australian Greens and he joins me this morning. Good morning and welcome back to AM.
Morning, Sabra.
The government's signalling that tax cuts might have to be delayed, that Parliament can't be reconvened quickly enough. How will the Greens work with the government on this?
Well, we've made it very clear from the outset that we didn't support big tax cuts to people, some of them on $500,000. If we're talking about tax cuts, Sabra, what we need is tax cuts targeted at low-income people.
And these are tax cuts aimed, the first part of the package for low and middle income earners. That was slated to begin from July. You're not predisposed to helping the government get this through?
Well, we don't know what form this package is going to take. It may be that they decide to put all of the tax cuts into one bill. We'll wait till we see what form it takes. But we've said right from the outset that our priority is on supporting people on low incomes and investing in making the transition away from coal to climate, investing in those areas, investing in our schools and our hospitals, and that we don't think that people on high incomes need tax cuts.
Well, just on that point, this was supposed to be the climate change election, but it hasn't panned out that way. What went wrong for your party?
Oh, well, our party achieved a significant swing right across the country, a huge swing in Queensland, almost 5%. We doubled our vote in South Australia. We had massive swings right across the country. We elected six senators, re-elected Adam Bandt, had our second highest ever result in the Senate.
You haven't got extra senators and you haven't got any extra seats in the lower house.
Well,
and the coalition has been returned despite all the predictions.
So the Greens' goal going into this campaign was to elect six senators and to return Adam Bandt. Obviously, we were hopeful of potentially getting another lower house seat. We achieved a massive swing away from the Liberals in both of those seats in Kooyong and Higgins that we were campaigning in. But look, of course, we're bitterly disappointed that we haven't seen a change in government. Like many Australians, we wanted to see a change in government. We wanted to see strong action on climate change. The Greens were rewarded by coming forward, putting forward an unambiguous, clear plan.
Labor's vote has been routed, and nationally, the Green primary vote is slightly down. What does that say to you about the public's appetite for the progressive agenda on climate change and tax redistribution?
Well, what it says to me, Sabra, is you're being very selective with your facts. You've ignored the fact that there has been a massive swing to the Greens.
I'm sorry. According to the latest Australian Electoral Commission figures, your votes are down nationally.
In the Senate, Sabra, where we were focusing our campaign, we had a 2.5% swing to the party, a 5% swing in Queensland, a doubling of our vote in South Australia, a massive increase in support for the Greens.
And national first preference votes, and I'm reading from the Australian Electoral Commission website right now, 10%.
And you're ignoring the Senate. You're ignoring the second chamber, which has been the focus of our campaign, where you have
the chamber that counts is the Green chamber, is it not?
No. Well, you've just asked me about tax cuts. If the Senate didn't count, we wouldn't be having that conversation, Sabra. And if you make the same mistake that the government has made on a number of occasions and ignore the Senate, you do so at your peril. The Greens have been a strong voice on climate. What we did was we campaigned on a transition plan away from coal to renewable energy. And what we saw through that was an increase in support for the Greens. The Labor Party, on the other hand, tried to be all things to all people. They said one thing in Queensland, another thing in Victoria. They said they were serious about action on climate change, but they wouldn't oppose the Adani coal mine. In fact, they proceeded to open up 1,200 new gas wells in Northern Territory and Northern Australia.
Let's just talk about Adani. We've heard from Queenslanders that they detested the anti-Adani convoy led by Bob Brown. It was labelled as patronising and insulting. Some in Labor say that was a mistake. What do you think?
Well, what I think the mistake is, Sabra, is when you are dishonest with people and they can spot it, and when you're ambiguous and you're trying to say one thing.
What about politicians answering direct questions put to them? I've just asked you. Some in Labor say that was a mistake. What did you think?
I think that what we did was we highlighted the fact that we need to transition away from coal to renewables, and we had a plan, and our plan was to bring 50,000 new jobs to Queensland, 180,000 jobs through this transition to look after and support
people. That wasn't spelt out.
Sabra, because you didn't cover our policy doesn't mean it wasn't put forward in great detail. I can't help whether you or other members of the media decide to cover this, but we spent the last few weeks of that campaign driving hard an agenda that would be good for people in Queensland, good for jobs, and we were rewarded for that with this 5% increase in our vote in the Senate in Queensland. The Labor Party, on the other hand, and indeed sections of the union movement, were dishonest. Because what they were trying to say to people was, don't worry, coal's going to continue. We're going to try and take action on climate change. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. Maybe we'll support Adani. We might not, depending on where we are. And people saw through us. What we need now, all of us, we need to come together. We need the union movement, the Labor Party, the environment movement to come together and back our plan for jobs in regional Queensland, because that's what people voted on. They voted on jobs in regional Queensland. And Richard, the Labor Party didn't offer an alternative blueprint. We did.
Richard Di Natale, we're out of time. Thank you for joining AM this morning.
Thanks, Sandra.